here. Mm-hmm. The human blood of the incarnate second person of the Trinity had to be spilled. God in his immaterial being has no circulatory system, no heart, no arteries, no veins, and no blood. For God to shed blood, he had to become man.
Absolutely.
There's a quote that he pulls here. I wrote, wow, exclamation mark, twice in this chapter. And so I have to read this. So he's quoting the nihilist Albert Camus, who I've read some of his stuff before, and he comes from this philosophy. One of his most well-known one is without meaning in the universe, because you know there's nothing outside of us. There's only what we bring to the table, and I can't even be sure about you. So if all life is pain, you're welcome. I know my mind. I don't know other minds. So since all life is pain, is it moral? Is it the correct response to kind of kill yourself? And that's kind of the question
right.
he brings in. Well, if there's no meaning out there, then we can generate.
He says suicide is really the first and only serious question in philosophy.
Yeah.
That's what he says, right?
And Camus is kind of known for pithy things, but if you read kind of his larger things, you kind of get bogged down in a type nature. But he says this, and I'm going to read this entire quote that he provides, because. So this is a nihilist. This is an unbeliever. This is someone who hears this message and rejects it. So he says, in that Christ has suffered and had suffered voluntarily, suffering was no longer unjust and all pain was necessary. In one sense, Christianity's bitter intuition and legitimate pessimism concerning human behavior is based on the assumption that overall injustice is as satisfying to man as total justice. Only the sacrifice of an innocent God could justify the endless and universal torture of innocence. Only the most abject suffering by God and the assuage man's agony. If everything, without exception, in heaven and earth is doomed to pain and suffering, then a strange form of happiness is possible. So this is, again, an unbeliever who is probably writing way better on why the incarnation has to happen and what that means and what it requires, then I'll put myself on the chopping block. Anything that I could come up with, and he does just really, really well on pulling this quote. He must have, Christensen must have this in his back pocket to post it up on his board with the yarn on it to bring this chapter together.